from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Good morning, DFW. It is Sean and RJ on 105 through the Phantom. RJ Choppy, Bobby Belt alongside Peyton Russell. Sean is out. Week 4 of 6 of paternity leave. But, you know, we still, he'll be out there on Saturday for Fan Bowl. Ooh. At Hurtado Barbecue. So you'll be able to see him then and tell him how much you missed him all week.
Exactly. Tell him he's been the Jacob DeGrom of paternity. Just never available.
He has.
That's what he's doing.
From 1 to 7, Hurtado Barbecue in Arlington will be Fan Bowl 2024. We'll have to defend my crown. if I decide to perform, I haven't decided if I'm playing or not.
You got to defend the title.
I might retire as champ. I don't know. Maybe I'll take a fall. I'll walk in there. You can just tap me like they did with Hulk Hogan. Just tap me on the chest. I lay on the ground. And I turn the belt over. I don't know what I'm going to do.
That's the end. Yeah, but just right there.
We could also see, we could be at Hurtado today too, Bob.
Yep, you can check out Hurtado today from 2 to 7 p.m. The G-Bag Nation will be out there at Hurtado Barbecue in Mansfield. What do we call that, Peyton?
M-Town,
that's right.
M-town, baby.
Oh, you almost caught him. You almost caught him napping.
We'll be in, right after 6:40. We'll be in Mansfield. They will be in Mansfield today, 226 North Walnut Creek Drive. I'll be out there myself from 2 to 3 p.m., just hanging out, saying what's up to the listeners and partying. And so go see the G-Bag Nation from 2 to 7 p.m. today. Get some G-Bag Nation etched glasses. They got those chalices or whatever that they've had, the G-Bag Nation mugs. And those are presented by Stella Artois, so thank you to them. And then come out and see us on Saturday. Whether you're registered to play the paper football tournament or not, which registration is closed, it's still going to be a good time. So just come out, hang out, drink, hear all of our great salacious stories we can't tell on the air.
Very nice. Absolutely true. All right, let's do a little pedal to the metal.
Oh, we love an intro.
From track to hoops, Ledecky to Simone. It's time to hear how the Olympic Games are going. We won't talk box until the gender thing is settled. RJ Choppy puts his pedal to the metal.
Wow, that's still so it's a terrible, but like, yeah. Right, so they did mention the boxing thing there, and I'll touch on this real quick. So the second female boxer that has lost to one of the two boxers that are embroiled in the middle of the controversy, if you want to call it that, has thrown up the Des Bryant.
Thrown up the X?
Yes.
Not thrown up the Y, though.
No. What they're doing is after they get defeated, they take their index fingers and they do two X's right there.
Dos Equis.
Look, the IOC has done a terrible job explaining this situation. They have allowed the narrative just to be whatever side you're on is that's the one that is out there. The IBA, the International Boxing Association, banned them a year ago for failing a gender test. Basically, they had elevated testosterone. They didn't do like a full physical. They did whatever, you know. They didn't do blood work of other than just basically finding out certain testosterone levels, chromosomal levels. The IOC, I blame them. They're the ones. They have completely botched this. They have not explained this. And explain their side other than saying they're legitimate and they're women and their passports say that. And I guess that's supposed to mean something. I don't know enough about Algeria to know what that means. But I just think the IOC has completely botched this. And it's a shame because this is literally the other boxers are obviously feeling like they're being slighted. And then the two boxers at the center of this debate obviously feel they're being slighted and incredibly embarrassed.
Yeah.
So I think the IOC's done an awful job.
Well, yeah. And I mean, look, the actual, there is a question here, I guess, where you could say, is it fair? Like I think there's a question of like, if these certain factors are true, if they have XY chromosomes, if they have this or that, like, is it fair for them to be competing in the competition? Fine, if you want to have that discussion and say those things. It's been muddied to the point, though, where people are like, well, that is a biological male. And it's like, well, like, there's legitimately no evidence of that. And there's more evidence to the contrary.
Right. And I just think they could have explained that so much better, especially early on.
It's like
they tried. It didn't work. I mean, people just took their opinions and went with it. But
that's why whenever these sort of topics come up, I don't try to explain them. I just go, yeah, I don't know. Ask somebody else.
Yeah, don't ask me. China is upset the U.S. is winning so much in track and field. They want to test the Olympic athletes. Bro. They are calling for increased testing of U.S. track and field athletes. Really? Like that's the hill you want to die on? We've been dominating U.S. track. We've been dominating track and field for like 100 years. That's the one you want to go with?
Yeah, and I mean, is China really the one that needs to be saying that?
Their swimmer was just accused of doping.
Like, I don't feel like I've ever thought of China as like a big track and field country.
Or a big anti-doping country. Like, isn't the perception of them is that like, oh my God, those athletes are, they're on something. That's what we've been talking about for years. It was before that, it was the USSR that was always doing something.
Back in the USSR.
Back in the USSR. So it's called Chinada, the Chinese agency. It's basically China anti-doping, has raised questions about US's handling of Arion Knighton's positive test in March for the steroid trenbolone. He races in the men's 200 meter final today. He'll be up against Noah Lyles, who is the American who's the favorite. He won the 100. He's now going to race the 200. That's at 1:30 today is the final for the 200 meter. 1:30 our time will be like, you know, PM in Paris. But yesterday was his first loss of the 200 since Tokyo in over 3 years. It was his first loss in the 200, and he finished second. So the top three move on, and he's still going to be in the final with a chance.
He was just saving it up, pacing himself.
Here we go, though. In the Tokyo Games, the U.S. agency, U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, and the World Anti-Doping Agency accused Chinese authorities of covering up the positive test results of 23 Chinese swimmers before the Tokyo Games. 23! And now they're coming at the U.S. for the U.S. track and field. I think they're just barking up the wrong tree
there. Yeah. It's a little bit like trying to get people to look somewhere else. Like, hey, look over here. Look at this thing. Don't pay attention to what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Look over there at their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're not going to fall for it.
It appears gymnastics is no longer the youngest sport there is.
No, I mean, Simone Biles won it at the age of 27 today.
Let me introduce you to women's skateboarding.
Women's skateboarding, okay.
Which it always seems to be on. When we're up here watching, it's always either like ping pong or skateboarding that's on.
Can I ask a question?
I mean,
since we're already talking about gender.
Just me and you here.
Well, Peyton's here too.
Come on.
Not Carter.
In the room.
Is skateboarding one of those ones that you would need to separate by gender? Like, is there an unfair... I genuinely don't know. Is there an unfair advantage?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Or do they just default to separating it, period? Like, all... Like, separating all sports that way.
Interesting.
Like, I just don't know. Like, for instance, I wouldn't think the shooting one, the accuracy shooting, would need to be split up by gender, but they may just feel like they should.
I don't know. Like, are the... Do the women in the shooting generally compete, not compete with the men, but like have the same scores or the accuracy? I have no idea. I've not looked at it. It's interesting.
I don't know. My eyes are better than my wife's. I know that.
Well, I'll tell you what, everybody's vision's better than Peyton's. I put those glasses of his on. My goodness.
Man, and I'm 27. Can you believe that? That's why we're contacts, man. Why wear contacts? At night, it's like, I can't see anything.
Dude. LASIK? Have you thought about LASIK?
Thought about it, but I mean, I kind of scared to.
No, you shouldn't be. Zach and Eric did it with the Brooks Eye Associates, and they said that they felt completely at ease.
I did it, you know, 10, 12 years ago.
Best decision you've made? I mean, like...
I mean, look, it's 48 hours. It was, you know, it was uncomfortable. Like it itched. They were dry, but it was great. I mean, literally the next day, I was seeing so much more clearly. So much more clearly the next day.
919 says, yes, former skateboarder, ability to pump legs, etc. 817, anything that utilizes strength should be split. So yeah, no co-ed skating. Okay. So, all right, fair enough. I was just curious.
But anyway, so skateboarding has taken over as even younger. Of the 6 medals that have been given out in women's skateboarding over the years, we got a 13-year-old, a 19-year-old, and a 12-year-old. 12 is the youngest to ever win an Olympic gold medal. We have an 11-year-old this year competing in women's skateboarding.
Jeez.
11. Like, that's my son. That's my youngest kid. I couldn't imagine an 11 years old being in the Olympics. Like, if you want to win a medal in skateboarding, you literally be a literal youth. Like a preteen. Not even a teen. Be a preteen.
Yeah, which I wonder what the advantage is there.
I think what it is they're still low to the ground. So like, even when they fall, it doesn't necessarily hurt as much. Like, you fall now, but I think it's just they're very low to the ground.
Hard.
Yeah, it's just that's it. Congrats to Team USA and Hampton Morris, first men's weightlifting medal since 1984. I got to be honest, that is the one sport I've never gotten into. I've never gotten into Olympic weightlifting. I just assume everybody from like Bulgaria is really good at it.
But how is it like
Hungary?
Never once. There's not never been like 40 years we're talking about here where nobody from the U.S. won there. That seems odd.
Yeah, it does. Like I'm scared of like two things. I have like I just feel like someone's gonna do the snatch and or is it the jerk? Whatever it is.
Neither of those sound very good.
It's the clean and jerk or the snatch. The clean and jerk is where you go here and then you press. The snatch is where you go from bottom to top.
I prefer the second one.
And like people
just talking technique.
The bar will go behind them and their shoulder will rip out of the socket. Like that.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
Gosh.
Or they'll like go up and then like it'll fall on their head. Like it's dangerous. But sometimes you'll see the athletes lifting so much that they urinate on them. They urinate themselves.
Oh.
Or they'll vomit. They'll try to press it up and they'll throw up as they're coming up.
Have you ever had such an intense workout you vomited?
No.
Never? No.
I felt dizzy. Actually, when I was working out with Derek recently, I felt dizzy. But we were doing like, it was kind of more CrossFit-y, and I'm 44, man. I'm not into the, you know, hey, you got 45 minutes to complete 49 exercises. That's just not me. I'm not fast paced like that. So I was like, oh, I'm getting lightheaded. on the sixth assault bike, I was like, all right, I've had enough. I'm starting to get lightheaded here. So I've never really gotten into weightlifting, but it's, you know, congrats to Hampton Morris. We got worms, Bobby Bell. We have worms at the Olympics. British swimmer Adam Peaty claims athletes are finding worms in the fish they are eating at Olympic Village. Is this not, I mean, I feel like it's every time we get more and more horror stories for every Olympic, Summer Olympic game. The Winter Olympics seem like more okay because they're just like at, you know, ski lodges.
Yeah.
But like the Summer Olympics, it seems like we're getting more and more awful stories and horror stories about what's going on at these games.
Yeah,
and now from the poop water to no air conditioning in the Olympic Village to no air conditioning on some of the buses to uncomfortable cardboard beds. And now I like my fish and people are finding worms in the fish. It's just not good enough. The standard. This is the best of the best of the world and we're not feeding them the best.
Come on, man. This is the but like the issue here is we had an ice storm. That was an act of God. We couldn't control it. And the NFL has said, you're not getting a Super Bowl again because of ice. We had an ice storm, and so we're never giving you the Super Bowl ever again, is what it feels like. And why is there no why is Paris allowed to just have nothing ready for this? And
I don't know, man.
Be like, yeah, what a great host.
Great question. Because everybody loves Paris.
Feels like, yeah, it does feel like every Summer Olympics, there's some little thing of like, yeah, this country was not prepared. They get like 16 years. Yeah. Like 12, 16 years to prepare for this.
They just announced Salt Lake City for like 2034 or whatever. Like,
exactly.
Like they know. They know it's coming. They know it's coming. I'm almost from the Franco Injury Tours Fantex. I'm almost 46. I do CrossFit 5 days a week, and I throw up regularly.
Mm.
Ooh, man, good for you. Good for...
Not the throwing up, but the working out.
Yeah, but the working out, not the throwing up. Absolutely. All right, that is a little bit of pedal to the metal here on Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it is the commercial-free expressway. Got a Rangers ticket giveaway, neighborhood watch, and a Cowboys trade they need to make. That's all coming up next with Sean and RJ, without Sean, on 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Good morning, DFW. Sean and RJ, 105 through the Fan. Excited to talk to Jared Sandler at 9 o'clock morning. He will be calling live from the White House, or maybe not yet from the White House, but on his way to the White House.
Yeah, I don't know. Would they just let Sandler, like, hey, can I take an interview call in the West Wing?
Can I go to
Lincoln
bedroom and take the call?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, generally, I think.
Oval Office, can I go in there?
Why not?
It's private, right?
Yeah, come
private
on, here. Just right this way, sir.
Yeah. Is that a Resolute desk? I'll just do right there with the Resolute desk. talk to Sandler at 9 o'clock. Neighborhood Watch coming up in about 20 minutes from now, but I saw this from Seth Walter, who I really like over at ESPN, and some trade matches and which teams could make a little bit of a deal. And I'll do the Cowboys first, and the Cowboys do show up on this because It wouldn't be an ESPN article without the Cowboys because they have to find a way to get a click.
Yeah.
But this isn't actually a trade that we have talked about in the past, about a player that is targeted, a position that is targeted. And the Cowboys trade a fifth-round pick and a sixth-round pick. So fifth-round pick this coming year, sixth-round pick in 2026.
Mm-hmm.
And in return, they get Elijah Mitchell for a sixth-round pick this year. I'm sorry, and a sixth-round pick this year.
Sign me up.
Elijah and a sixth this year for a fifth this year and a sixth next year. That is San Francisco essentially saying they're giving him away. That's zero cost.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's a fifth, basically. You get a fifth round. You're going to have to give up a fifth, basically. Then you swap six. So the sixth isn't a big thing. But a fifth-round pick, basically, for Elijah Mitchell, who had a bit of a down year last year, but is somebody who I think is still a good back and somebody who I think is better than anybody you have on your roster right now. That's a solid deal. And this is, like you mentioned, Chop, these are the guys that we've talked about. You go and say, all right, if you're looking in the trade market, how do you find veterans who make sense?
Right.
All right, well, go look at Miami, who has six running backs on their roster that are all competent. Go look at San Francisco, who has a bunch of running backs. You know, Miami and San Francisco both drafting running backs despite having a lot of depth. Elijah Mitchell did have a bit of a downturn last year. I think in 2022, he had averaged 6 yards per carry. Last year, it was 3.7. He wasn't as good. Now, the one thing that would throw a wrinkle in this chop, of course, is that he strained his hamstring this week. Elijah Mitchell did, so he's hurt currently. How long does that keep him out? How long does that cause a problem for him? But if you want to talk about getting a proven back who is, I mean, not like been a workhorse, but a guy who last few years you're talking about has carried the ball somewhat regularly for San Francisco, then I don't hate it.
All right, so the write-up here is, you knew the Cowboys running back situation was tough when Stephen Jones started talking up Royce Freeman. Dallas running back room consists of Freeman, 29-year-old Zeke, Rico, Deuce, and some other contenders. As much as running backs have correctly become devalued, those players probably weren't good enough right now to lead a backfield for a Cowboys team with Super Bowl aspirations. Mitchell could be the answer. He's the presumed backup to Christian McCaffrey. Although Kyle Shanahan recently indicated Jordan Mason could also be in the backup mix. Plus, they drafted Isaac
Garendo.
I know how to pronounce names. Bobby.
I was trying to step in before it was a problem.
Did you see how quick he was hosting, dude? I mean, it's so condescending.
That's actually called co-hosting, Peyton. Thank you. Give me a second here.
I hadn't even gotten to the name yet. And he just assumed.
Because I heard the pause. I heard the deliberate nature. My name is not Sean.
I know how to pronounce people's names.
Oh.
I was trying to be a good teammate. I was trying to scoop you up, lift you up.
They drafted him in the fourth round. If San Fran feels good about its running back depth, it might be willing to deal Mitchell, who enters the final year of his contract, for some draft compensation. He would have a good argument to be the best running back on the Cowboys. He's averaged 0.4 yards over expectation per carry in his career per NFL Next Gen, which means?
Basically, given down and distance and other factors, how much you are on a given carry expected gain. He has gained, typically on those carries, about a half yard more.
I thought I was going to catch him, Peyton. While not an overwhelming figure, it is much better than what we can expect from Zeke, who had a negative rush yards over expectation per carry in each of the last three seasons. Dowdle's per carry was slightly negative last year as well.
He wrote two.
I prefer as well.
You are a big PFF guy. You love them.
I like a base. They give me a baseline.
I'm not as big of a fan, but here's his three seasons, his PFF grade. His rookie year, 21, 76.3. 2022, he had a 90.6. He only played in five games that year, but 90.6 in 2022. And then last year, even with the under 4 yards per carry, he still had a 70.1 overall PFF grade. So, I mean, I do think Elijah Mitchell is better than really anything else that you could throw out there on the field right now. And you're talking about a guy who, Cowboys have said they wanted juice, that was one of the things we heard from Mitch LaPointe, their director of college scouting. We interviewed him before day three of the draft, and we said, hey, what are you looking for, you know, in a running back? And he said, we need juice. Like we need that top end speed. We don't have it anywhere. Elijah Mitchell's a 4.35 guy. And that's speed and a guy with experience and a guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield a little bit. If you're telling me I can get Elijah Mitchell for a fifth round pick when I got a bunch of comp picks coming my way due to letting so many free agents walk this offseason, fine, sign me up.
The contract calls for $915,000 for Elijah Mitchell. I'm in.
Might be a little tight. You know what's funny?
Tight for this team.
He is making less money this year than they will potentially fine CeeDee Lamb for missing the game on Sunday.
Oh, my God. Franklin injured during his Fantex. Can we trade Trey Lance for him?
Yeah, you think the 49ers will be like, give us that back?
Give us that back?
Yeah.
Who's their backup?
Who is it? Is it Gerard Johnson that's out there now? I don't know who their backup is.
They have Darnold last year.
Darnold's in Minnesota now.
No, I know, but didn't they have him last year?
Yeah, he was there last year.
Yeah.
So, look.
I mean, Darnold's on the, he's fighting for a starting role.
Well, I mean,
he's not going to get it, but
JJ McCarthy's out for the entire preseason now. He has a calf strain.
Yeah, so Denver has Stidham and Zach Wilson ahead of Bo Nix.
Go Vols, baby. It's Josh Dobbs is the backup in San Francisco.
Oh yeah.
Josh Dobbs is a better player than Trey Lance right
now.
So
that's an
yes. Oh, Josh Dobbs is fine. He's fine. We're all over the backup quarterbacks. Joe Milton.
That's Josh Dobbs. Look at you.
That's what we produce. We've gone from Heath Shuler, Peyton Manning to Josh Dobbs and Joe Milton. There we go, baby. Hell yeah. Oh, Hendon Hooker. We're all over the backup quarterback spots.
And you know what's funny? Hendon Hooker's older than all of those guys you named. Heath Shuler, Peyton Manning.
He kind of is. All right. So we saw this. We were talking a little bit ago about training camp stats.
This is the most absurd thing I've ever heard.
This is literally the most absurd thing. Eagles training camp report. This is from Elliot Shore Parks. Jalen Hurts, 13 attempts away from breaking the training camp record for consecutive passes without an interception. That was an actual tweet that was sent out yesterday.
Let me guess from who?
This team Elliot doesn't Shore Parks. Know yeah. how to lose.
Elliot Shore Parks is an Odyssey family member. We like Elliot Shore Parks, right, Peyton?
I used to work with him, yeah.
Elliot is a big homer. Elliot is a big homer. And here's the problem. How would he know that? How would he know what the record is throughout the history of the Eagles for most consecutive training camp passes without an interception? And that means that Elliott is not watching anything else in practice other than Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts.
He's got eyes only on Hurts.
So that was the tweet that he sent out, and then he posted another one. Said, Jalen Hurts, by the way, these tweets are at like 9 a.m. How early are they practicing out there?
Like, I think, I don't know, 10 a.m. Eastern?
No, they're at 9 a.m. It's 9:30 a.m., so they're practicing at like...
But they've got... That's Central Time, right? So
I assume.
Fast forward an hour.
All right, so he goes... And then at 9:30, he sends one out. Says, Jalen Hurts has tied the training camp record for pass attempts without interception at 157. And then, history, all caps. He has officially gone 158 consecutive passes in training camp without an interception. His outstanding training camp is officially a historic one. He wrote a historic, not an historic, which I'm fine with. And then he posts the photo of Wilt Chamberlain holding up the 100.
He's trolling. He's trolling and he knows he's trolling.
And it's got the 158 on it with Jalen Hurts' face superimposed over Wilt Chamberlain.
He's trolling and he knows
it. He has to be.
That tells me he's trolling.
This is not a real thing.
Other times he has not been trolling. He's been a homer in some instances, but this has to be trolling. If it's not, it is the least self-awareness I've ever heard in my life. There's no way that he can't know it. I'll tell you, though, the training camp performance is ultra impressive when you consider everything that Jalen Hurts has had to overcome, which is essentially kind of maybe being a spoiled brat in Philadelphia. So ESPN yesterday, Chop, had a troubling article if you're an Eagles fan. It's great if you're a Cowboys fan, probably. Eagles look to bridge Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts divide, which we've heard the rumors about this, that there's been reports out there that there's a little bit of tension. This is from Jeremy Fowler and Tim McManus the other day at ESPN. The NovaCare Complex Auditorium was packed. Philadelphia Eagles coaches, support staffers, and even general manager Howie Roseman gathered alongside players, gather the players, who were together for spring workouts.
Is that a Peyton reference?
It is. With all eyes fixed on Nick Sirianni, who stood in front of the team, the beleaguered head coach decided to get, as one team source in attendance said, super honest. Soup's honest, Chop.
Soup's.
Sirianni's message was clear. Last year was on me, on my shoulders. I didn't get it done. He took full responsibility that he felt that he let the team down and didn't do a good enough job of empowering the players, the team source said. It was passionate and from the heart. For a coach seen as boisterous, emotional, and at times brash, this was Sirianni at his vulnerable best. His goal was to show accountability, according to a team source, and stress the need for others to do the same if the Eagles were to correct what went wrong and move forward. Well, here's the thing. ESPN says things were off, including between the head coach and the quarterback last year. ESPN spoke with several sources who detailed a prolonged strain between Hurts and Sirianni during the 2023 campaign, with one source with direct knowledge of the dynamic describing the relationship as fractured and unhealthy last season. This is the killer line. At the root of the divide, a disconnect in offensive visions with what a team source described as a lack of full respect for Sirianni's X's and O's chops.
Isn't Sirianni an X's and O's guy? Isn't that what he was billed as?
He was supposed to be, coming from Indianapolis.
Like, that's what he did. That's what he was.
That was the idea. It says there was never a moment last year where they were operating in a healthy relationship. Okay, if that's the case, never a moment. Does that mean Hurts was blaming Sirianni for them losing the Super Bowl? Like, was that, how do you enter the season with that issue?
What issue did Sirianni have in the Super Bowl? That was his. What was the big...
That, waving the Chiefs back down the field and then making Patrick Mahomes angry? That was his fault, probably.
Yeah, maybe it was.
There's that that's on him. Now, they mentioned here that there was a point last year where they were 10-1, and they said, even when we were 10-1, everybody was moping around here like our dog died. Which you could see. You could see it last year. They were toxic. It says, with the 2024 season on the horizon, there is hope that new offensive coordinator Kellen Moore can bridge the gap between the two, as one source close to Hurts puts it. So that's a Hurts source saying they hope he can bridge the gap.
Mm.
Both Hurts and Sirianni made efforts to take accountability and mend fences this offseason, but their next stress test will have Sirianni coaching for his job and Hurts fighting to reclaim MVP form on a team desperate to return to the Super Bowl. The Hurts-Sirianni dynamic does not work well when it's one-on-one. A team source said requiring a third party to prominently be involved for the offense to run at a high level. Nick can press on you, a source close to Sirianni said. Wow. You tell me, like, hey, moving forward, they have to have a third party individual involved for their relationship to be healthy. That's
terrible.
That's got an expiration date. They're done.
That has an expiration date.
They're done.
Good stuff.
Just like maybe the expiration date on... really quickly, Kirk Cousins. Did you see that?
Tell me about this. Yeah, I saw this. I want you to explain this because... He still is upset about the whole draft day situation.
Yeah, he was ready to get out of Minnesota, is what it appeared. He was ready to just move on, so much so that the Falcons tampered with him, went out of their way.
So, hey, you know, by the way, why would you want to leave Minnesota's? I mean, I think Minnesota's offensive, the coaching staff is pretty good.
I mean, maybe you just felt like they were capped, or what you're seeing now, they're clearly having to make financial decisions.
That's true.
And so he may have just saw some of that coming. Kirk Cousins was noncommittal when asked earlier this offseason if he regrets signing with the Atlanta Falcons, who proceeded to spend a top 10 draft pick on his potential successor just months after his arrival. This from CBS Sports. Had the quarterback known about Atlanta's plans, according to ESPN, he would have given more consideration to a specific alternative in free agency. And that alternative was staying with the Minnesota Vikings on a one-year contract and serving as an unofficial bridge to rookie J.J. McCarthy. So he's willing to be the bridge that Atlanta's trying to have him be right now. But it's like, no, you need to... I'll do it for a year. I'm willing to mentor for a year, but this sign me to a deal and then immediately pick my replacement, that's not sitting well with me. So Kirk Cousins, the eternally optimistic Kirk Cousins... not happy. Kind of wishing, like, maybe I should have stayed in Minnesota.
Yeah, maybe you should have. Interesting. I mean, look, it's you got to know exactly what their plan is. Now, was Atlanta's plan all along to take Penix? Like, what if Penix, you know, obviously, maybe they just felt he fell in their lap.
Like, at the pick? I think they knew he'd be available there.
Yeah.
So did they fall in love with him post-Cousins? Maybe, but man, I don't know.
It was interesting. It was an interesting pick. No doubt about that one. Okay, Tolos, it's time to hook you up.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Call our number 10 right now at 877-881-1053. Wins a pair of tickets to see your Texas Rangers take on the Minnesota Twins on Friday, August 16th. And the first 15,000 fans also receive a World Series champion short sleeve hoodie. That's call our number 10 at 877-881-1053.
A little bit of time for the neighborhood watch. We have, about 20 minutes? With a lot of stuff to get to. That we can do. We have a lot of things that we can do here during the neighborhood watch. We left ourselves just enough time to be able to do it. So let's do it right now.
We need to take people out of their bubbles and their safe place and make them think about the world we live in.
You are fake news.
So what do you guys hear? What's the scuttlebutt?
Happy Thursday, DFW Metroplex. We're going to be out in the neighborhood ourselves this week at Hurtado Barbecue.
Yes, we are.
On Saturday. That is the Arlington location. We're going to be out there for Fan Bowl from 1 to 7 p.m. You do not have to be registered to play or compete in order to show up and just enjoy the party. So show up, enjoy the party, be part of the party so that you're not regretting it. Come my day, boy.
You okay?
I caught a sneeze. That was, that one went right back up. Okay.
You all right?
I'm good. So Saturday, we're going to be out there for Fan Bowl, 1 to 7 p.m. at Hurtado Barbecue in Arlington. Today, G-Bag Nation will be at Hurtado Barbecue in Mansfield. Full show. No Rangers baseball as they are in Washington, D.C. To be honored at the White House. But 2 to 7 p.m., go out to Hurtado in Arlington. And I'll be out there from 2 to 3 p.m. if you want to hang out. Come say hey.
Very nice.
It'll be a good time. You can get G-Bag Nation etched glasses courtesy of Stella Artois.
We had some of those at the Firehouse Tour last time in Glen Heights. We had some. Now, ours went first.
They did, but we were having a bit of a competition for a little bit.
And we won.
We did.
We won.
We won, ultimately.
Which I expected us to win.
I did, too.
I would expect them to win when it's their show.
Exactly. But Tolo's a Tolo's a Tolo. You know what I mean? All right. Our Facebook community group post of the week comes from the city of Louisville. That is the Facebook group. And this caused a little bit of sniping, mm-hmm. It says, I want to send a big thank you to the Louisville Fire Department.
Ooh, we're big fans of them. Firehouse number 7 we were at.
We are big fans of them. My smoke alarm started chirping at 5 a.m., indicating the batteries needed to be replaced. That is typically what it indicates. Someone had told me the fire department would come do this for you. So I called them, and sure enough, they do. They came right over and replaced the batteries and all the smoke detectors and wouldn't even let me pay for the batteries. They are awesome. For the most part, yay, we love Louisville Fire Department. Yeah. People are liking it. There was some commentary in there that was like, what are you doing calling the fire department to put batteries in? How lazy are you being?
How old was this person?
This individual, let's take a look. I can actually look right now. Older. I don't have a problem with it. Just in general, they don't think you should be, if you're able to put batteries in, you shouldn't call the fire department. Like, it would be bad for me to call it.
Yes, if you called the fire department, I would mercilessly mock you forever.
Which is worse, calling the fire department to have them replace the batteries in my smoke detector, or if I called the fire department to install a car seat for me?
Calling them to do the smoke detector because they got to leave. You could drive your car to their firehouse. They'll do the car seat. I would not do that either. Like, put the car seat in yourself. Like, you should know how to do that.
Be a man. You know what I mean?
Or just an adult.
Now, here's the argument that some people have made, because I was looking up debate about this, because this is something that apparently there's discussion about online about, don't ever call the fire department to put a battery in. That's so soft. Unless, obviously, you're unable to, right?
My mom, my aunt's direction, she can't even, like, she's older. She got health problems. I have to carry everything upstairs for her.
Mm-hmm.
There's like, when I go over to my mom's house, there's a lot of things just on the bottom of the stairs. They're just meant for me to carry up for her. Little things. And, like, I just do it, right? And my mom is, she's older too, and they're like old Italian women. And old Italian women, those two, they feel like they're completely helpless. Mm. Like, my mom feels like she's completely helpless, like that she could do nothing without a man. She's always felt like that. And so, like, it's just,
It's just a mindset. Like, can you do this? Sure, I'll do it for you. I have no problem doing it for you. But it's just a completely helpless feeling that she has. So if it's that, I've got no issue with them calling the fire department. If it's like a normal, if it's you, like a regular adult, not an older person.
I would not do that. I typically pull them off of the wall. I don't think we have any smoke detectors left in our apartment. But the thought process is out there that says, if it's a service they provide, why is it wrong to take advantage of it, Chop?
Because they have other jobs to do. they're not hired to replace your batteries and your smoke detector.
A lot of feedback here on the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text. 214, the smoke detector, some leases require the landlord to do it. 214, there should be a service for first-time dads to learn the car seats. You'd make bank. 817, luckily...
Boy, that's great.
It would.
I mean, I'll remember putting my car seat, that latch up top.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, tight, making sure that it's tight. I made sure this thing was so... It did not even... There was not even a little bit of wiggle. I could not... Getting this thing out took me longer than putting it in because you had to wedge your finger in there. But I remember taking a broomstick, wrapping it around, getting in the front seat, and then like
just using that
to pull back. It was...
That's intense. Very good for you. Man. You didn't have to call the fire department, though.
No.
817, luckily Bobby just calls maintenance to do it. 817, police officer here had someone call 911 because their child wouldn't eat their dinner. 956, I don't have a problem with it. The majority of these guys' day is spent hanging out, maybe working out, playing cards, cooking food. They want something to do, is what 956 is saying.
Oh, from the fire department? That's what they do?
That the idea that there's a lot of guys who... They'd like to have something to do, so sure.
If you're older, I've got no problem with it. But you know, somebody like Bobby, like, I would just Peyton. I guess the other side would be is if you have like 30-foot ceilings, and you don't have an extension ladder.
So like Sean Sharif ceilings, and his
those would be some of those are high.
Palatial
estate. Some of the that one,
Sean
the
Hall.
One by the. The one by the dining room, that's high.
That is.
That's very high. I don't know how you would get up there.
Yeah. It's
you would need to go and get one of those extension ladders. All right, then maybe.
Good to be the king, Sean Mahal out there. All right, we are doing Neighborhood Watch here on 105.3 The Fan. Chop, do you miss vending machines?
I mean, there's one right there.
No, but do you miss the days of just like, I don't know. Sometimes I look at like when we were in Oxnard, I was doing my laundry and I saw one of those old like 1990 Cindy Crawford vending machines. I was like, I miss the
did Cindy pop out of it.
I miss the thrill of the like just having the quarters going up as a kid and putting them in and pushing that little button with the old Pepsi logo.
Yeah, yeah.
Vending machines could be on the comeback in Dallas County, but they're not the vending machines that you are thinking of, Chop. These are meant to reduce overdose deaths. The city of Dallas or Dallas County.
Hang on. You got a Narcan vending machine? Is that what this is?
So far in 2024, there have been 292 overdose deaths in Dallas County. Opioids were involved in 117 cases, 101 were fentanyl related, and 74 people overdosed on methamphetamines. As a result, this according to the Dallas Observer, you might start seeing a different kind of vending machine popping up around the county. It will carry items like Narcan, drug disposal kits, and educational materials about overdosing. If approved by the county, the dispensers will be installed in areas with high rates of overdoses. They will all be paid for by a $2 million grant to Dallas County Health and Human Services that's meant to cover steps to quickly reduce overdose morbidity and mortality in communities while addressing health disparities, primarily focusing on opioid, stimulant, and polysubstance abuse. Items from the machines will be dispensed free of charge. You can get your free Narcan at the vending machine. Your thoughts on this, Chop?
I mean, I don't really have a problem with it.
No, I don't either. I mean, especially if it's a grant. Like, it's a grant that's been given to them. The money needs to be spent. I don't have an issue with it. So, I have no problem with it.
Look, I remember there was a story a few years ago. There were, like, certain cities were giving away, like, drug paraphernalia. Like, remember, they were just giving away pipes.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is that they knew people were going to do it anyway. And they just wanted to make sure that they were clean. Because that would cause more problems down the line with dirty needles and stuff. All right, that's a whole different topic.
That's a completely different topic.
That's a whole different topic, but still, like, it's in the same vein. Like, you know people are going to do it. So we're trying to... Boy, I said vein.
You said the same vein. No, that's what they're trying to avoid, Chop.
But, like, I understood, hey, like, it's going to happen anyway, so let's just, like, make sure it's clean. This is, like, a safety. Like, you don't want people dying.
No, I think
they're going to do it anyway.
I think it's far easier to justify the Narcan than that you're talking about. Now, here's the other opportunity, though, for you, Chop. These things are also apparently going to carry contraceptives, a little protection for the fellas. And if you know that there's a vending machine nearby, you're driving by late at night, these are meant for, you know, in areas of the city that have issues with overdoses and stuff like that, but if you know they're dispensing free, aren't you just going to stop by and just press B3?
I mean, yeah, it used to be 25 cents a pop in the bathroom.
Back when you could put quarters in and get a pack of cigarettes out, too. Gosh, I still saw one of those in Jacksonville when I went to Jacksonville last year.
A cigarette machine?
Yeah.
There's one over here. I saw one at...
Inwood Tavern still has one.
Inwood Tavern. That's what I was saying. Yeah, they got one.
Jacksonville still...
I didn't care for their selection.
Oh, yeah?
No, I didn't care for their selection. I don't smoke anymore, but I do look. Because I don't even know, like... what the new ones are. Like, if I had stopped smoking like 20 years ago, I don't think I would know what Marlboro 27s are. Or, you know, those are, you know, I don't remember like 20 years ago if they were out.
Is it because they kill you? They call it Marlboro 27s for the 27 Club?
They all do.
They do. We're doing the neighborhood watch here on 105 through the Fan. A North Texas pastor is in a little bit of trouble, Chop. The former senior pastor at North Dallas Church has been charged with soliciting a sex worker. In May, Taryn Dames, while senior pastor at North Dallas Community Bible Fellowship, was arrested and charged with solicitation of prostitution. Plano police said Dames contacted an undercover police officer who he believed was a sex worker on May 2nd. And here's my question for you. Be careful with this answer.
I've not used one.
Agreeing to pay... $150 for full service. What do you think that means your $150 gets you, Job? And does that sound like a reasonable price to you?
I assume
we might have more on this at 8:20, by the way, when Chop tells us about the lady who's charging her husband for relations.
Oh my God. I assume that means everything. I don't know. Like, what?
Do they have, like, is this like Disney Plus? Like, do they have subscription packages?
I don't know. I don't know where to, I assume it means everything. Would I be wrong?
Is it also like Netflix where it's like, if you want to add a second user to this experience, you're going to have to double your cost?
My assumption is it means everything. Would I be incorrect?
It just says full service. It does not get into the specifics. That's what I'm asking you.
I think we know what it means. I think it says it in the phrasing. Full service.
See, I feel like, and look, obviously this is an undercover operation, right? So they're not worried about the specifics of it. But if you're legitimately offering those services, Chop, aren't you? I think you need to have outlined like, but look, that's not carte blanche here. Like full service means certain things. Like we've got to make sure that this is spelled out. You know, you don't want somebody to hit you on a contract loophole.
Yeah, I would assume like that people in that industry don't want to put too many things in writing for their protection and the
you would guess.
Are they called Johns? Is that what they're called still? Johns?
I think so. I mean, they were in the 1990s anyway. Back when Jacksonville was selling cigarette machines in their bars.
I think that everybody wants to keep that kind of on the down low.
Shout out to our official high school girls softball team of the morning show, the Keller Indians. Keller High School softball was recognized by the city of Keller for the wonderful recognition of their amazing 2024 team. So they had an opportunity to go up to City Hall and were recognized for the great run that they had. Fell a little short against Denton Geyer. I still got a lot of Geyer softball.
Was that semifinals they lost or the finals?
Yeah, they lost right before going to state. So like they're going to go to the semifinals, and then it would have been semifinals and then final in Austin, but played in Austin. So they basically got to the Elite Eight is where they were. It was a great run. Like I said, fell a little short, but you know, they were, I still got some Denton Guyer softball folks that are not fans of me because of that.
Yeah, you really kind of went, you went a little hard.
I don't think I went that
hard.
You called
him Denton Buyer, didn't you?
I call him Denton Tired.
Oh, Tired.
Tired. But what did you think he called him?
Buyer.
But they're paying off the umpire. They're buying kids. They got hot, big NIL deals up there.
I was calling every team they played something like as a joke. Like it was like, they would say they were playing the Eaton Eagles. And I would say, Eaton Eagles? Keller's going to be Eaton Eagles tomorrow night. You know what I mean? Like, I would do that kind of thing. And so I was trying to find, I couldn't find anything that rhymed with Guyer even. The only thing that I could come up with was Tired. It was like Denton Tired. It took me 20 minutes. Denton Liar. Denton what?
Liar.
Denton Liar? I don't know that translates necessarily.
Liar? Buyer would have been.
Buyer would have been there. But I mean, then we're looking at accusations that the state would have to investigate. And so I don't want to put that on my conscience.
So were you really surprised that parents of kids who are in this thing got upset?
One of the coaches got like worked up.
Yeah.
One of the coaches got worked up and then tweeted at me. I saw that they worked there, and then they took that they worked there out of their bio. And I was like, okay, you clearly got a little aggressive with it. But look, I shout out to Denton Guyer. I was very proud of them. I'm North Texas all the way around.
Absolutely.
So no hard feelings. It was nothing like that. I love Denton Guyer. I'm going to go watch some Denton Guyer football here in a couple weeks when the season starts. But that is your Neighborhood Watch here on 105.3 The Fan.
Oh, man, from the 817. Tired of hearing about the Keller girls softball team, the snobs of the town.
Whoa!
Wow! You must be a Fossil Ridge guy. Central, huh?
Look, it's all DFW. It's all love.
Love. All okay. Love, boys and girls. All right, a little Neighborhood Watch action for you here on 105.3 The Fan. Horrible news. Horrible for the University of Texas. Jim Harbaugh gets the most toothless punishment ever and more drama out of Colorado. College football kegger. You ask for more, you're getting it next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at CDC.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.